Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope.
How contentious that bet was would have paid you with crumpled up dollar bills. I would have crumbled them all up individually and like left them in your spot.
Okay, I'm going to give you the $50 out of here for the golf bet.
Oh, my God.
Hold this.
I forgot all about it. The $50.
Yeah.
Great. What are you doing?
Taking off my shoe. I got money in the shoe.
What?
And the bulldog.
I used to do that with stuff at the pizza place. Like, we used to just, in front of the guy, like, pull the 20 out of your wallet, put it under your shirt and rub your underarm with it, and then give it to him.
There you go. Take the $50.
No, I don't want.
Take the $50.
I'd really rather not. I don't want that $50 from your sweaty, disgusting sock and sneaker.
This is a payoff.
I don't want that $50. Give me a clean $50.
This is the $50.
I'm not touching that $50.
Take
I don't want
the
it.
$50. That's
no.
Right. They're not paying you.
What?
I'm not paying you. This
you
is
owe me $50. What
this
are you?
This is $50.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, a thought crossed my mind about Joe walking around in here and dinner rolls, but really feel like this could take the whole 25 minutes. And it's even in the past, at least once, gone beyond that. So, unless you have something pressing.
No, I mean, I'm really eager to hear more about these dinner rolls, but no, I'm good. I'm ready, and by ready, I mean I had a page open in my browser as the Open was playing, and I looked at it, and then I went, "Oh yeah, reverse power rankings." So I have been working all day. I am ready.
I can't even stand myself anymore. Like I not only have not been working all day, I can barely stay awake in the mornings now. Like it's just, what am I doing? You say, how does 50 feel? Fine, I don't care. It's a number. But physically, I'm just terrible. I'm just feeling terrible lately since I got back from the trip.
I got up extra early today. I mean, not extraordinarily early, but you know, I just got up earlier than I really needed to. Five is when I woke up. And it's not super uncommon, but, you know, whatever. It was just early. So, like, everything I did was, like, earlier than normal, including my little 10 or 20 minute nap, which I was done with by about 11:30. And I woke up from that and just thought, I gotta do something, because if I just sit here, I'm gonna like be drifting in and out of like a almost napping state for another 4 hours.
What kind of lies are these?
And it's just not acceptable. I hopped in the truck and went down to see the folks playing the 11 day.
Yes.
I got to go somewhere. I got to do something. I'm going to go down there and say hi to some friends.
Good idea.
So that was great. They're awesome. They're doing great. They've got, I don't know, 27 hours left to go now.
Is it still tied?
What was the score?
It was a 3-goal game.
Oh.
21.
That's the worst lead in hockey.
50, 21, 47, something like that. I don't know. It was tight. It's tight.
All right.
Anyway, sorry. I didn't want to, you know, you're saying you felt like garbage. And
I do all the time.
That I would have been the same right now if I hadn't done that. But I went and did that, and I felt sort of, you know, invigorated by their passion and their, you know, just their ability to play hockey for this long. Amazing. Amazing. People.
Here's to those guys. All right,
yeah,
16.
Bills?
Joe? Jacksonville. 16 is Jacksonville. Absolutely no match for San Francisco at home. Did not give them anything close to resembling a game.
The Niners had a 13-minute drive in that game that resulted in a field goal.
To start the game, first drive of the game.
Football.
20-some plays, 3 points. Fourth and goal at the two, they kicked the field goal.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Bill Parcells loved it, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Did you watch him?
I was only kidding about the Bills. We can put Jacksonville here. That's fine.
Jacksonville.
All right. Okay, sure. I would have voted Jets, but Jacksonville.
15.
Bills.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at this guy.
Listen to this. Tennessee.
No, I was just kidding. Jets.
14.
For sure.
Bills.
Houston.
Right, Houston. I'm all right with Houston. Yeah, sorry. Severely outgained by the Titans in that game. I know they won.
And won.
Come on.
Joe, what matters in sports to you? How about points? Winning.
Yeah, how about wins, Joe?
Come on, Joe. 13.
What's wrong with you, Joe?
13.
You can win and not deserve it.
This next generation is what's wrong with this country right now.
Every generation is what's wrong with this country. The bottom four teams have been the same since week three. Who is the only team outside of Jets, Dolphins, Jaguars, Texans to be in the bottom four? Who was the team in week three? You guys know?
Week three?
Every week since, in some order, it's been the same four teams.
Boy, well, the Colts started 0-3.
Yeah.
Were they way down there?
Pittsburgh was 13th.
Even though they beat the Bills.
And they had a really rough week 2 and 3. Like, Roethlisberger, we didn't think he was going to make it to week 6.
That's right. I think I might have said something like he's going to die on the field.
You said it a few times.
Which is probably regrettable, yeah.
All right, is this going to be Miami then? Or is anybody else ready to crack the bottom four? Who could it be?
It could be...
Raiders? Who could it be? There's no one else. Like, Miami has won 3 straight, and they're interesting a little bit.
I'm good on the Raiders.
You'd use the Raiders here?
They're D'ing up
a little bit.
Yeah.
I dug up earlier that, like, yards per play plus minus stat, and they're second in the AFC.
Raiders?
Yeah, they're, like, 5th in the NFL in yards allowed per play, and they're, like, 10th in yards gained.
They stink again. They always stink.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. We're at 13. Did I suggest the Bills here?
You haven't yet. We're waiting.
Denver.
Miami.
Denver.
I think Miami... I don't know. I think I might rather play the Raiders or the Broncos than the Dolphins right now.
Dolphins are heating up.
Okay.
They've got the Panthers, Giants, and Jets as their next 3 games.
That's
right. They could be at 500 before we even know it.
They have New England again, and maybe that'll be interesting.
We can hope.
All right,
I also hope it seems like it's tracking towards it's probably going to matter.
It does. I'm on Miami here.
And I'm on Denver.
And Bulldogs on Buffalo.
I would put Denver here instead of Miami.
Okay, Denver.
All right, then Miami.
The streak is broken. 12, Miami?
Miami.
Same.
Bills?
11.
Bills.
Vegas.
All right, Vegas.
Vegas? All right. I'll vote Cleveland, knowing that they won't get through.
See, now, you do that on purpose. I know they're going to lose, so this way I'll just record.
You just want to be heard.
I want to be on the debate stage.
To be recorded.
Even if you're trying to appeal
to your base, you're looking at re-election.
Yeah.
I know
I'm only getting 30 seconds of airtime, but I want to be on that debate stage.
I know he won't make it, so I'll just vote for Bump Wills to make the Hall of Fame. Wow, did that ever end the conversation?
That was poor timing.
Sorry. All right, Vegas, you're 2 Vegas, 1 Cleveland?
That's where we are, yep.
Vegas, 11, 10.
Bills? No? All right, Browns.
See Mayfield yesterday?
I think the Browns might deserve to be lower than this, actually, but okay, Browns. I'll say Browns.
Mayfield on the fans? Like?
Yes. He got asked about the fans booing him in the going into the first half, and he said something. I'll find the clip later.
These people are the same people who are loud when we're trying to run our offense.
Right, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I've done worse than that.
Testy.
I've done worse, but it's not great.
Right. All I saw was the headline, and it just said, Mayfield doesn't care about fans booing. Okay, whatever the context is, that's probably not a place you ever want to be. It's just not a good place to be.
You know, I'll talk about them anytime you want. It's a super interesting situation. The fans booing helps the Browns. Because if the fans loved them, then they'd be like, we've got to sign this guy.
Right.
But if the fans don't want him, that's just going to, like the Bears thing, it just gets to a point where you just can't anymore. All right, it's Cleveland for me.
Me too.
Pittsburgh has won in Cleveland, right?
Yes.
Okay, Cleveland at 10. I think they did.
Yeah, right. They won a real close game the second time around. I think they played twice. Have they played twice? Yes.
I don't know if they
15-10 in Cleveland on Halloween. And
Cleveland beat them in Pittsburgh.
They play again week 17.
Oh, I apologize.
That's Cincinnati Sunday won
night,
in Pittsburgh.
That'll be a Sunday night game.
Oh, that's right, Mike. Thank you.
All right.
It's all that orange.
Yeah. 9. Pittsburgh.
Titans.
Bills? Bills.
Pittsburgh and Tennessee both beat the Bills. Here we go.
I'm gonna have to form a reluctant alliance with Mike here to keep Tennessee away from this spot. So
That's not how it's supposed to work.
I'll go Pittsburgh.
We're gonna have to do this over. We're not gonna go long here. We're just gonna have to start over at some point.
Admitted collusion happening right now.
Jeez, Pitt. Is 10. 9.
I think Pitt is 9.
Only one more non-playoff team left. 8. All right, now it's going to get good now. Wow. Is there a really bad choice here?
There's one really bad choice here.
Chiefs?
The Chiefs. I think you can't put the Chiefs this low.
Okay, you could put anybody else. You could put New England at 8.
No, I think that would be a really bad choice. I also think Tennessee or Baltimore would be really bad choices here.
But the Bills not be a bad choice here?
Baltimore's the second worst defense in the league this year. I mean,
wins.
I don't know. Wins, fine, right.
Last wins. Week, it was the Colts.
They beat the Bears, who scored 9 points. Or 12, whatever they scored. 13. Some stupid 13, number. Too.
I might say the Bengals go here.
I don't know.
I'm on the Titans.
I think you're still on Tennessee.
That's real. That's real. Absolutely.
I think it's okay. Holy cow! I'm so stumped already. I'm stumped. Who is next?
Could you get to the Chargers even here? I think they look great. They've put up 40 on Pittsburgh's defense.
Yeah, I think you could. I think that's okay. Indianapolis just seems like so obstinate to pick the Colts here. It's like, did you guys watch do you see what happened? They were here last week. 8.
Yeah, I'm not getting anywhere near picking Indianapolis.
LA Chargers. Lost to New England, pulled out the Pittsburgh game. Are they any better than that? They lost to some other teams.
They lost to New England.
That's the one I said.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
The only one I really shouldn't have said there was the one.
New England, yes.
You're saying Chargers rather than Bengals here?
Yeah.
Smoke by the Ravens.
Yeah. Bengals plus 52, Chargers minus 5.
You got to play him tomorrow. You want to play Burrow, Keenan Allen, and Mike Williams? Or, excuse me.
Herbert.
Herbert, I meant. Jesus, I'm sorry.
No, you got me, actually, because I said yes right away.
Yeah. It worked.
You want to play Burrow? Yes.
Whatever that was worked.
Yeah. Sorry. I botched that.
Who's a tougher out? Maybe the Chargers are a tougher out than the Bengals.
I think they are. I mean, Burrow's excellent, and of course, you know, Chase, like they've got stuff, but I don't know, man. I think Herbert's the better player there.
And
he scares me more.
Loved them going for it on 4th and 1 from their own 30 late in that game. I know. Listen, it didn't work.
The
play call was stupid, but I loved going for it.
You could say it didn't work, or you can say that it did. Because part of that equation is the amount of time left and getting the ball again. You punt it,
yeah,
and Pittsburgh puts a drive on you, that's it. Like, that's the end of the game. So, I mean, that's all baked in. I know what, I mean, of course, right? They got stopped. I don't need to try so hard, but it's just a part of those fourth down calls that just never get any sort of acknowledgement. It's like, there's more to this game beyond, like, the next possession.
But that coach is on it.
Totally on it. All right, you know, I like Bulldog's point here about Cincinnati. I'll go to Cincinnati.
All right, Bengals at 8.
It is kind of rude. Like,
where were they last week?
7. And that's a nice win. So,
yeah,
all right, that's where we're at. All right, 7. Chargers.
Titans.
Who would you rather play?
The Titans are a 6.5-point dog at New England this week.
It's up to 6.5?
6.5.
Bills are up to 5.5.
You know what?
Yep.
I love sticking up for the Titans, and it's been relatively easy for me to do, but they did just lose to Houston. I'll ride with Houston, Tennessee.
Okay, yes. Tennessee is 7. Boom. Hashtag.
Frauds. Let's get them down there. What are they, 7th? Love it.
6.
Bills. Now. And I'm not stopping. I will filibuster your asses off right now.
Oh, that was my yearbook quote. So funny to hear someone say that back to me. 6. Chargers.
Chargers.
All right.
Yeah, Chargers.
He has spoken.
This is where I start talking and never stop. That's the idea.
Where the filibuster is.
I should have never
happens
said that,
to me physically.
I definitely do not have the energy nor the vocabulary to carry that out.
What you do have, however, is the platform. Because really, without this, like, you just sit there in your attic and talk all you want. But you do have the room. You do have the room if you want it. That's a nice luxury we have. All right.
It is.
Yeah. It really is. All right, 5.
Colts.
I hate this so much.
B-I-L-L.
And I'm not going to spell believe. Bills. Bills.
Good for you. That's not how you spell believe. All right. Colts for me as well. Come on. Play your game. Who does... Mm-hmm. Kansas City. Who would Kansas City rather play? Indianapolis or Buffalo?
I don't know. Can they tackle running backs in Kansas City? Or do they roll over and wait for their bellies to be rubbed like the Bills did on Sunday? I don't know. You tell me. They've given up like next to nothing for 4 or 5 games in a row. And I know it was Jordan Love once, but like, I don't know.
Oh, right. That's what happened in that game. I heard that game reference and I couldn't remember it. That's why.
It's the Jordan Love game.
Hawaii game. Indianapolis, 2 for Indianapolis?
Yeah.
4.
That's what we landed on.
See, I compromise. I extend and out. This is what is wrong with America. I am on one side of the aisle on Tennessee. I reach over. I make a deal. I don't put any conditions on it. And I get steamrolled. Yeah. Why do you think nobody wants to cooperate with anyone in this country anymore?
This and all the generations are the problems.
Yeah.
That wasn't even like a verbal deal. It was like more of like a wink wink.
Who's negotiating?
That was let me give Joe the Titans here at 7 so I can get the
Bills.
It was
implied.
At 6.
Yeah. You guys, it's quid pro quo back here.
Yeah, that's
I'm like
yeah.
Joe who he wants, get who he wants in the power rankings, then he can return the favor.
I didn't want to get in trouble with HR and like threaten him with it or his job status with it, but I thought like maybe he'd work with me now. No.
Nope.
Nope. All right, four.
So help me God, Joe.
I want to hear Mike's first.
I think it's, I said this yesterday, I think it's tough today to place Baltimore because Jackson didn't play in that game. Like, it doesn't count with their other games. They did win anyway, so you've got their record, but we're not about that. So it's tough to place Baltimore. They didn't give up points. Joe's about their defense all the time. They did not give up points. Yes, okay, Chicago, etc. I'm okay with the Bills here because I don't want to discount Baltimore for that game. Now, like season-wise, they have not been great. So I think there's an argument for them here. I would not put New England here, and I would not put Kansas City here. So I'll go Ravens or Bills. Who did I say?
Bills.
I'll go Bills. Yeah, I'll go Bills here.
Okay. I'll vote Ravens, knowing it's the Bills.
What are you just writing tomorrow's extra point? Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
All right, Buffalo is at
Bills.
Four.
If it's not clear, I'll go Bills here. I'll put the Bills fourth.
It's the lowest they've been all year. 3-2-1-1-1-2-1-1-1-4. That sounds about right. Okay. No. Three.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Two.
Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah. KC at one.
Chiefs are back.
First time since
Chiefs
week
are
two.
Back, baby. Chiefs are back.
Did that ever happen in music, like in the Casey Kasem era, like where a song would be number one and then fall and then go back? Probably happened, right?
Sure, I would think so.
However it is, they actually determined how to rank songs. Billboard sales or whatever. What would they actually do? How were those lists compiled?
I think Billboard, I think, was sales. But I don't know, like when Casey Kasem did it, if it wasn't like polling stations and their playlists and frequency of airing and that kind of thing.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Advanced for its day.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
From Casey Kasem to the KC Chiefs. Chiefs are one on the reverse power rankings. Bills come in at fourth. I would say that two things that are connected. Listening to the station since the game on Sunday, I mean, a lot of the people I think we've heard from are be like, yeah, that's even high. They're more like you, sort of. They should be 11th, you know, that sort of attitude here. But yeah. That's hardly ever really indicative of the fan base. That's a very small sample of people who get very, very wired about certain subjects.
I think you guys know this, but just in case it's not clear to someone in our audience, I think I was kidding about the Bills up until somewhere around 7 or 8 is when I got serious about them. Like when I was saying them at 12, I was just being a jerk. I think. There's probably, you know, more. There's always overreaction, so of course. And I might even be overreacting by wanting to put him at 7 or 8 or wherever I was, you know, stumping for him. I don't know. I'm wobbly on our Bills right now. I'm a little rocked by what's happened.
Next, the post game show for our list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm like, there's two teams fans that would be, I think, if they actually cared about this, which I don't really recommend for your well-being, but if you do, thank you and cool. And there's two teams fan bases that I think would be offended. Let's say they would be offended by these rankings. Two, and maybe only two. The Browns fans probably hate their team, right? They're not going to be mad being 10th. They want to be lower.
They are probably like ready to punch one another in the face with fistfuls of quarters, Browns fans, because you know there's going to be Mayfield fans, there's going to be Mayfield haters, there's Beckham fans and Beckham hate, and they must just be, I mean, just ready to go with one another. Sides of that fan base.
We'll talk about it some more after this break. Sam Monson, Sal Capaccio today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, a good football player. You know, can throw it, can run, plays different positions for him. You know, so that's, you know, Sean does a great job as a play caller overall, and then plus with how he uses Hill and how he dispenses him in different ways throughout their offense.
All right, of course, Sean McDermott on Taysom Hill. He might actually think all those things, but you know he's going to say it. Bills and Saints Thursday night. Every coach is in love with Taysom Hill.
I'd love to hear. I hope he plays quarterback, actually. Have you seen him throw?
We've got some schedule news in a second, but on New Orleans, like, what do they mean to you as an opponent here?
I sort of feel like as the season was, you know, I don't know, we got like however many six weeks into the season, I had kind of disregarded them, and then I think they were 5-3 at one point. Maybe did they just lose their last two? At some point I looked and went like, oh, I guess they're a little better than I thought they were, and now they're 5-5. So I don't know. I mean, they could make the playoffs. They're, to me, they're in this vast middle class of the league, if not the NFC. I mean, the NFC's got a bunch of 4-5 win teams that are all alive. Mm-hmm. I guess they're one of them. I think their quarterback situation was never really good all year with Winston, in my opinion. I mean, I think he's better than Trevor Siemian or Taysom Hill. So they're probably sunk now that they even took a hit to what wasn't a great quarterback situation to begin with. But I think they're, you know, it wouldn't shock me if they made the playoffs. It also wouldn't shock me if they won one of their final seven games.
I've decided I think Siemian is better than Winston.
Okay.
Based on how he's done there. He's done okay there. And who are their receivers, right? Like they're very thin when it comes to that, or just kind of no names. Traquan Smith is their guy, I think. Right now, Deontay Harris gets targets. It's very evenly distributed in recent games. The guy who was getting the most targets for under Siemian is Adam Trautman, and he's out. So, I don't know. Like, they're a little bit of a mystery. Are you saying the same, maybe? Like, they're a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah, right. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to them, and I was surprised at how good their record was, and I don't think they've won a game since I noticed how good their record was.
Right. They were 5-2. They beat the Buccaneers.
Oh. 5-2, okay.
Right. Brady had that game at New Orleans, and there was a pick six late, I think, and they went to 5-2 with that win, but then they have lost to Atlanta at home, then they lost at Tennessee, and then at the Eagles. The Eagles game, they were way behind and racked up some points in the fourth quarter to get that to 11. But also, four of their next five games, New Orleans, including this game, are at night. I don't know how they were able to negotiate for that, but home to the Bills Thanksgiving night, home to Dallas next Thursday night at the Jets, then a Sunday night in Tampa, and a Monday night against Miami. You're going to be seeing a lot of the Saints in prime time here starting this week.
How in the world do you lose Drew Brees, whatever we think of him ourselves, how in the world do you lose that quarterback and get that many primetime games?
Yep.
That's insane.
In a row, almost.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know.
That is bonkers.
It's terrible. They're not a team I really look forward to watching, even with Brees. That doesn't have to mean anything. That doesn't mean they weren't good. It's just like, okay. And, I mean, some of these are going to be like that. You know, the Bills game won't, but
right.
Miami on a Monday night. Well, speaking of the primetime schedule, so the Bills, since the schedule came out in the spring, were one of the options the league set aside for Saturday in week 15. It's the Carolina week. If I have the date right, it's that week, right? Week 15?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
But the NFL announced today it's picked different games for the Saturday. It's a Saturday doubleheader: Raiders, Browns, Patriots, Colts. So this would be important to anybody holding a ticket for that Carolina game, which, you know, you've known could have been moved and played on Saturday, but it will not be. So Sunday, 1 o'clock, December 19th, for Panthers Bills. Okay. In week 15. Also,
it's only a doubleheader on that Saturday. Weren't the 2 years the Bills were they did that 2 years in a row, right? In 19 they played in New England at like 4:30, and then last year they had a
Denver.
A night game? No, that was same thing, 4:30, 4:25, something like that. Was there another game later in the night on those Saturdays?
Maybe, but I don't know if there was a game before.
At least
last year.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, we've had the NFL's played late season Saturday games for many years. I don't know what their schedule looks like. There's 3 weeks of the season after that week, you know, and those are often like the end of the season games. But I'm not sure. I just know this year it's two.
Yep. Okay.
4:30, 8:30 on Saturday the 18th. The Bills Panthers game will be Sunday the 19th at 1 o'clock. That was announced.
All right.
Also, week 13, they flexed out the Sunday night game just a few minutes ago. That was San Francisco-Seattle, and they've replaced it with Denver-Kansas City. And I looked at this schedule, I don't know when that tweet was from, but like more than a week ago maybe, or a week ago, and I didn't want to watch San Francisco at Seattle, and I thought maybe that was a candidate to get moved out. So that was correct, but there's Chargers-Bengals on the schedule that day. And I thought that would be like kind of hip for a Sunday night choice with Herbert and that big market in L.A. And then Cincinnati's interesting and good.
Burrow. Yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah. They were the top. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So there might be a particular sort of secret reason why that game wasn't picked. I don't know. But instead, it's the Broncos or the Chiefs. And I don't think that's better. I mean, even with Kansas City being a draw, I mean, Denver kind of ruins everything.
Yeah, I agree. I like to watch Kansas City more than either San Francisco or Seattle, at least Seattle in their current state, I guess. But Denver, Kansas City, I would have much rather seen. You said it was Chargers, Bengals. Yeah, I would have rather watched the Bengals play than Kansas City.
Definitely. That's an interesting, important game.
Right.
Probably.
I wonder if, I mean, would CBS have, like, squatted on that? Because they can protect certain games. That's how that works.
Maybe. So. That's what I mean by a secret reason. You know, it's just one way to put that. But it's a 1 o'clock game. It's not a late game either.
All right.
And so that's week 13, and the Bills are playing on, let's see, right? Is that Monday night week? New England? Yeah, December 6th. So the Bills will be the Monday night game that weekend. Okay.
So we've got two Sundays in a row off, right? Bills play Thursday this week and then the following Monday.
Yep. And this is in no way, this in no way has anything to do with what I'm going to have to try to work out at home, because I have not even sort of broached the thought at home yet for this, but just in terms of like my non-home life, which is pretty much 90% fantasy football. This Sunday has got to be a sports bar day for me. If it's a family day, great.
Yeah.
If it isn't, It has got to be a sports bar day for me.
I like that. I think I said that a week or two ago when I realized that Tennessee and New England would be playing on Sunday. That like that seems like a day that you might want to go out. And I think I've got family stuff going on Sunday.
It's also...
Sorry, I think I'm cooked.
Really, for me, it's like this is the big high-stakes fantasy week of the year. It's 12. This is it. This is when, I mean, you can get paid this week. We've got good teams, and like, there's going to be highs or lows this week for me in that world. I'm glad not to be doing a post-game show on Sunday because you know, I'm already kind of distracted by that all the time. And on this particular Sunday, this is just gonna it's good timing. It's good luck.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, some place where, and I don't even know where I'd pick first anymore. Like some place where like you can see everything. Right.
Like. Yeah.
That's who cares? You don't care about this, but Sunday has got to be that day for
me. Well, I don't care about the fantasy aspect of it, but a Sunday off at this time of the year with you know even you know. The Bills situation has gotten more, you know, interesting, if not scary. So, like, that ratchets up your, you know, you're starting to think about, you know, everybody else in the race. Like, right now they're in a wild card spot. So, suddenly the Chargers and the Bengals and the Steelers and the Browns and should I keep going? Like, all these teams matter more than they did, like, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It's like, you know, whatever. I was mostly just interested in Tennessee and New England. Because, you know, Tennessee's at the top and New England is sort of closing the gap here. I'm talking about, again, a couple weeks ago, that's how I felt. And that would have been enough to get me out of the house to go out somewhere. Just that. But now you might want to see, like, I haven't looked at the schedule to see what the 1 o'clock window is or even the 4 o'clock window is. But, like, there's, you know, you want to see everybody now because you're competing right now. You're competing with everyone besides those four teams at the bottom.
Right. I am having a little trouble at home, actually.
Oh, no.
With Nico. Mm. With my bird. With my daughter's bird, actually, to be specific. To be accurate.
What's going on with Nico Pico?
Nico Pico. So, like, we found this sort of cool trick where we would hold, like, a piece of spinach or cilantro. Which one of you guys was it that just railed on cilantro? Was that Joe or was that you? Who was that? Doesn't matter.
Railed on cilantro?
Somebody railed on cilantro around here.
There's an open where I think you've got railed. Me saying, I don't know about railed, but before I'd met my wife, I had never heard of cilantro.
Okay. Maybe that was it. So,
I don't know if that qualifies as railing.
I guess it doesn't. Kale, right? Whatever we've got in the fridge, anything leafy where you can sort of, he's on my shoulder, a little cockatiel, and you hold the leafy vegetable, like, I don't know, a foot away from him. He's a very small bird. And he just goes into all his songs and words and everything. He just sort of, whether he's like working for the kale or.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You told us about this. Yeah.
I did.
He's singing for his supper. Yeah. Right. He wants the treat. Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not sort of keeping it from him. I just happen to be holding it a short distance away from him and he'll just start to go into these songs and everything. He'll start to perform. So, you know, that's kind of fun. I don't feel like I'm overdoing it by getting the kale out of the fridge and sort of manufacturing this situation. Like, let's go. Let's hear. I did tell you about it because Peer Gynt, I mentioned. Let's hear the Beethoven. Let's hear, you know, what you doing? He says, what you doing? Like that. Let's hear it. Come on, Nico. But last couple times, like, he's just gotten super aggressive about it. And even, like, sort of drew blood yesterday from me. Yeah. Like, sort of, because, like, if I set it down or something like that, and he sort of moves to it, and then, you know, you just got to sort of get him out of there or get the kale out of there, and, you know, you got to separate them. And he sort of, like, he sort of goes after you a little bit for that. Huh. So we're having, that's what I meant by trouble at home.
Sounds like he's not enjoying this this performance request.
Maybe he started to see through it.
Yeah, right. Right. Every day I got to do this, right?
It was kind of turning into every day.
Can't you just leave some kale on the counter for me and I just get it at my leisure? Come on.
He's like, you're not going to eat it. I've lived here long enough to know you're not going to eat the kale.
Right?
What do you have to keep it from me for?
You, with all the gray hair, you're not eating the kale. I can tell.
You're not going to eat the spinach.
Everyone else, they'll eat it. You, no.
No, you're the guy who just takes
for pork rinds.
You just take a hot dog out of the fridge and eat it cold. What are you not going to eat kale? What's your problem? Maybe he has a point.
Maybe.
Maybe he has a point. Well, you know, I'll have to work on that. Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Where would he put the Bills in an AFC power ranking? We'll talk to Sam about that. Sal Capaccio today, too. Short week. So what is usually an off day for the Bills and for Sal Tuesdays isn't. And they will travel to New Orleans tomorrow, I assume, for the game Thanksgiving night. Our phones have been down, I think. But we're working on it. Everybody's here trying to get that fixed for you. 803-0550 when the time comes. Sam Monson coming up. Sal Capaccio, too. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Visit WGR550.com. Look for the TRS Heating and Air Conditioning Intercept Your Heating Bills contest link and enter for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating bills this winter. At the end of the Pro Football regular season, one lucky winner will be randomly selected from among all entries to win.
Pick a hand. I've got the Giants in one hand and the Sabres in the other. What do you want?
Giants.
So Jason Garrett is out in...
That's a coach to you.
Yes. Never, ever. It's Jason Garrett is out. It's 26 games. He was the offensive coordinator there. They scored 30 points once. I mean, they've been losing a lot, too. They couldn't have just racked up 30 points in defeat, you know, or anything. Garbage time. No. And I was on them last night. We had Sigmund Bloom here Friday, and I just sort of put him on the spot. Who's a guy for the weekend, like, you're sort of excited about, sort of your own on your own? And he thought about it. He's like, you know, how about Daniel Jones? They've got everybody there. And Tampa Bay gives up points through the air. Like, it fits. I loved it. I thought it was a perfectly rational, smart position to take, and I adopted it. Like, I'm going with the Giants. Mm-hmm. What a disaster.
Yeah.
They are the worst at everything. Like, it's schemes. You've got clips today of guys running, receivers running into each other. Like, just makes no sense.
Like, three guys in the same 4-square-yard space. Two of them fall over each other. Yeah, just brutal.
They're losing, and they act like they don't know it. I mean, it's just like running the play clock down. One of these teams that just always looks disorganized. You've got apparently receivers running open, and Daniel Jones is just sort of holding the ball or throwing it to someone who's covered. Couldn't have gone worse. They got lucky to score their only touchdown on a tip interception that put them on the 3-yard line, and they threw a pass to a tackle, I believe, yes, to score their only touchdown. Like, what an embarrassment. And I think the right thing, I've read it today, so I don't want to claim it, but I mean, I could have said it the same way. GM, head coach, offensive coordinator were all bad ideas immediately. Like, they were all bad choices immediately, objectively. Like, why would you hire this person to do it? So there's nothing like hindsight about it. Jason Garrett was never the right choice for that job. And now they are almost through 2 years later with Jones and Barkley, and they're nowhere. I'm embarrassed for picking them. I don't like them. They're like one of the few teams in sports that I actually care about one way or the other anymore. This team is just like, they're insulting to other people who don't see it their way, and just like, they're the worst. And so here backing them last night, and I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, well, you should be. They're all going to get fired. Right? They're all going to get fired. I mean, it's the Giants, and they're super conservative, and I'm not even going to pretend to know or care what the coach's contract situation is, or they're terrible. Nothing's working, and you're the Giants. You're the New York Giants. Wake up.
Wake up.
It's not working.
Tell them.
First, get everybody out of there.
First drive, I wasn't at the Mannings yet, and they're like 3rd and 9 or something. They had a decent drive to start the game, down 7-0. And there's a 5-yard penalty, like a false start or something. So it's maybe like 3rd and 14 now, down around the 20. And Brian Griese says something to the effect of, they ought to just, you know, play it safe here, right? Give him something short. Basically, not try for the first down. Which, you know, take a knee and kick the field goal. But, okay, that's what I've got. I've got, like, not only is the point terrible, but it is about a terrible team, so you'd sort of have to give it a little bit of credit. Like, no, we're coming down to Tampa Bay to play the Bucs with everybody healthy, and it's the first drive of the game. I'm already losing 7-0, and I'm supposed to just give up on 3rd and 14 at, like, the 20. 25-yard line. Like, I can't play like that, but of course they do. They're the worst. I'm the worst for not being on the Mannings. I got to the Mannings for, like, the second, third quarter I watched them. I didn't stick around for Edelman. I didn't need Edelman.
I love the concept. We've talked about this a few different times. I really like the idea a lot. I like both of them a lot. I appreciate their personalities, and the guest list is great. I find myself, and I can't stand the regular Monday Night Football broadcast. Like, it might be my least favorite big time sports telecast that's out there right now. Like, I cannot stand that booth and the product, the whole thing. I just think is garbage, right? But I'm watching that because the Manning thing, I can't really watch the game. I can't do it. And everything that's worth seeing, I see on my Twitter feed anyway. Like, I almost always I just find the highlights. Like, the ESPN Plus app gives me the clips of the Manning cast, and I can watch them at my leisure today if I want to. And I'm fine. Like, I get everything I want out of that. So it's not working for me actually watching the game, but I love that it exists, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm largely the same. I liked Eli Manning making fun of Peyton Manning's jeans. He hadn't washed them, so he was getting blue ink on his hands, and then how he went to a different part of the room to eat, but the camera still caught him eating. Like, he probably knew that was going to happen, but I'm laughing.
Eating has been a thing.
It's funny.
I mean, that chicken he went to town on a few weeks ago, and then there was a salad the last week, I think. Like, that's been a thing.
Anytime anybody on any NFL broadcast is funny, it stands out. Because most of them are just like, they seem like they'd be offended by funny. That's why Romo stands out. It's why John Madden was so great. Like, if it's funny, the NFL is so humorless itself, and its broadcasts reflect that. Is there ever anything funny said on any of these games? So Peyton Manning is a little bit funny. You know,
I think he is genuinely funny. I think yes. When he did the thing with the salad, he joked about how like him eating has become a thing, and how I don't remember exactly how he said it, but if you find the clip, the way he ended it, the way he said like he just I'm sorry about it, whatever, for all you people who show up here to watch me eat. And somehow the way he emphasized "watch me eat" just made me laugh. Yeah, like he's a funny dude.
I'll take it. Sam Monson, PFF, next on WGR.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.